Evening, folks. Dear me, that broke. Evening, folks, that's better. This is Audio Mode 29. And because I can't think of anything really to talk about today, I thought I'd just do a quick boo while I'm feeding my budgies. The parrots have been fed, the cockatiels have been fed. I did those this morning, but I thought I'd leave the budgies till this evening doing now. They have been checked on and they're all right. So I'm just going to go into the budgie room here. Bit of an argument going on there. Are you shouting? I come to give you some supper. Sure you won't shout about that, will you? Oh, you probably will, knowing you. Right. Let's put my phone on top of a spare cage here. No, I won't. I'll put it on top of the breeding cages. Of course, there's only 8 budgies now in here because my young ones are downstairs. So I've bought their bowls up because I keep the seed up here because it's easier than carting it back and forth. So I'm going to feed my ones in the breeding cages first. I'll do the water as well, but I'll probably just boo doing the food because otherwise it'll become too long and it'll run out. Not a great deal been happening today. Just had our tea. We had some potato waffles and something called Pop Pops, which is like sort of popcorn chicken, really. And some beans. It was all right. It wasn't bad. Right, I'm just going to get my bag because I put the seed I use, not the seed I use, the old seed, should I say, I put in a carrier bag because Chris's mum and dad have got a bird table, and while we were away at Easter, his mum said to me, "Sam, I hope you don't mind," she said, I took the seed down that because she was feeding the finches, and she said, I took the used seed home because it was a lot of husk, but there's always still some seed left. She said, and I put it on my bird table, and the little birds were eating it. So she said, if you don't mind, can you keep your sort of waste seed, which I do. Right, I'm going to open the top cage door here. Yeah, this is a blue and white male and a pastel yellow hen in here. It, do you? Coming in. Alright. And the seed I keep in little dishes. They're like little sort of little ceramic round pots. And they're good because I can put them on the floor of the breeding cage and they're quite heavy so the birds can't hit them over. Bit of what's in there because it's all husk. Nothing worth eating in there, is it, you two? Just refill this. I'm going out tomorrow. I've got to take Kate back to the vets for her checkup, and I'm going on to pet shop. Because I need to get some. I'm desperate for some more budgie food, and. Get some more parrot food too, but also I want to find another budgie because, as you know, I'm a budgie down, and in the cage at the moment, even Chris noticed earlier, there's 2 sets of 2 and 1 on its own, which isn't good. So let's see if I can find another friend for that one so I can have an even number. There's your seed, sweeties. There we are. All right, I know you don't like it. That's it. Next cage down, we've got 2 yellow-faced budgies in here. One is like a tealy colour and the other one is green. And these are English budgies, what they call, which means that they're bred from show stock. Now, English budgies are quite a bit bigger than your average budgie. they're more towards the sight of a cockatiel. They are quite big birds. Some people don't like them. Personally, I do. I think they're lovely. I've got two pairs of those, because my pair of Lutinos are English budgies too. Just fill this. I use a little scoop to fill my seed. I keep my seed in a tub. I refill a tub up here. And I use an old, it's a coffee scoop actually. It came with one of our coffee machines. And it does well as a seed scoop, because we've got plenty of them. So. Right, that's the next one done. These doors on these breeding cages. It's good in a way that they are stiff because the birds can't open them, but in another way, they make a dreadful noise when you're opening them. Right, next one down is the one that I always refer to as Clive and his missus. Now, I bought these two. They were pets originally. They're about 16, 17 months old, these two. I think these are the oldest two I've got. Oh, no, they aren't. The Lutinos are. The hen's a little bit older. He is blue, and again, she is yellow. When I bought them, the guy said that their names were Clive and Coco. And my first reaction was, right. Why would you call a budgie Clive? No disrespect. But, of course, it's stuck. Because I said to Chris, oh, I'm going to have to change that. Because I don't usually name my breeding birds, because there's so many of them. But these two, I think, will always be referred to as... I don't call them Clive and Coco. For some reason, I always refer to them as Clive and his missus. Which isn't very nice to her, I don't suppose. But there we are. Yes. That's yours. The Lutinos, last but not least. There you go. There. Lutinos in the bottom cage. Lutinos because they're both bright yellow. Probably look like oversized canaries, these two. These two off a breeder. That's it. Cool. They don't have to eat well, these budgie birds. They really do. Right. Nearly done. And I'll get some for the budgies downstairs. And we'll be done. Actually, there's a bit of a draft coming under this door. I'll have to sort that out. Can we? Just fill your seed up. That's it. That's it. Put yours back. I'll do your waters in a minute. Yeah. Yeah. Oops. What am I doing? Oh, either Clive or his missus are eating seed. There we go. And because they're... Certainly Clive is quite tame, actually. So they were sort of eating it right in front of me there. That was quite nice. They say. Right. That's those done. I'll just fill up my pots for my budgies downstairs. And then we'll be away. Sound different because they're plastic pots, these. There's one. Whoops. So sorry if this is a bit of a boring boo, but mind you, a few of you seem to like my